Looks like Brawler's not here today.
Hello?
Hello, Miss Jacobs. I want to tell you that Violet Schultz is absent on classes.
I saw her on the school grounds get off the bus. I will go ahead and call her parents and see where she is. Thank you, Mr. Frost. Hello?
Hello.
I would like to inform you that your child, Violet Schultz, was not at school today.
She should be at school. I watched her get on the bus.
She did get off, but she was not anywhere in the school.
That's not like her.
Okay, well, if she comes, I will call you and let you know she is back.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Where's Violet?
She didn't show up at school today.
Yes, she did. She got on the bus with me this morning.
Well, she wasn't in class.
She never misses school. This is strange.
Hey, Mark, is this your sister's necklace?
Yes, where did you get this?
I found it in the baseball field.
This is my grandma's. She would never leave this behind. Hey, Mom, is Violet home?
No, I thought she was with you.
I haven't seen her since she got off the bus at school. But look at what Joe found at the baseball field.
Oh my gosh, that's my mother's necklace. I'm going to call the police.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
Hello, my name is Patricia, and I bet your classmates will annoy classmates that are surrounded by cooties. Well, no one with the world's first anti-cootie spray. With this new technology, even the most obnoxious kids won't be bothersome. All you have to do is follow the simple 20-step instructions on the back of the can, and voila! With this spray, even ridding yourself from classmates will be easier than ever. Have you ever been asked for help on homework from a kid next to you that smells like he's been sitting in socks for 2 to 3 days without showering? Well, sue thousands of kids in the U.S. today. Do yourself a favor and buy some anti-cootie spray. We're not responsible for any seasoning in your teacher class by spine. You're not guaranteed any lasting effects using another time.
Okay.
"911, what is your emergency?"
"My daughter is missing."
"When's the last time you saw her?"
"This morning."
"Okay, we'll keep an eye out, but we can't do anything until she's gone for 24 hours.
"Okay, thank you." "Mark, we have to wait 24 hours.
What are we going to do until then?"
"We can go ask people if they've seen her." "Hi, Sally."
"Hello."
"Have you seen Violet today?"
"No, sorry."
"Can you help me gather up people to find her?"
"Yes, I can."
"Thank you."
Later that night at town hall.
"Hello, everyone. As most of you know, Violet is missing. I was wondering if any of you saw her today after she got off the bus."
"I saw her behind the school dumpster."
"Ah!"
"Is that a brick? Is that my sister's favorite scrunchie on it?"
"Is that blood on it?"
And now, for our last sponsor of the day.
"Hello, are you sad and lonely? Have you ever been asked to go somewhere with a friend and his girlfriend? With Choose Your Own Girlfriend, that won't be a problem anymore. No more third-wheeling with your other friends, and no more awkward questions from your aunt at Thanksgiving about settling down. All you have to do is go to our website and pick out your favorite personality traits. We will then handpick out from our thousands of candidates to find the one that suits you best. And the best part, there are refunds. If you get a Choose Your Own Girlfriend right now, you'll even get a second one for free. You'll never..."
"Everyone, calm down."
"Beth is gone. She was just here."
"Did anyone see Beth leave the building?"
"No, I didn't see her."
"I want everyone to split up into groups and search the blocks."
Many townsfolk, police officers spent the day looking and searching for Beth and Violet.
"It is past midnight. Everyone go home and get some rest. We will pick up first thing in the morning." "Ugh, I can't sleep. I'm going to look for Violet and Beth."
"Well, you can't go by yourself."
"Are you sure you want to come with?"
"I'm sure."
Once Mark and Joe find the right time to leave, they go and go back down in the woods.
"I'm black."
"Hey, Mark, look through this window. That bracelet looks like the one Beth was wearing."
"It does. It looks like someone's been here recently. It is very messy."
"Let's go see if the door's unlocked."
"It's locked. Let's call Sheriff Toby."
"Mark, do you have your phone with you?"
"No, I must have forgotten it."
"Same. Let's hurry to the police station so we can get back in time."
As Joe and Mark run to the police station, they tell them about the house. Once the police go and look at the house, there's nothing left but Beth's bracelet. They are very confused on how it could have left so quick.
"Joe, let's go continue looking through the woods. I think we are close."
"It's really spooky out here."
Just think about Viola and Beth.
4 hours later.
I think that we should head back.
As they walk back out of the woods, they notice something.
Do you see the light coming from the basement?
Yeah, but we already searched it. Let's go check it out.
I hear someone in there.
Call Toby and tell him to meet us out here.
Okay. Why are you going in?
I need to save Beth and my sister.
Just wait for the police. They're on their way.
No.
As Mark walks in, he happens to hear footsteps.
Joe, come quick.
As the boys hide, a door opens from the floorboards of the cabin. Mark and Joe then attack the person from behind and pin the person down.
Miss Fanshawe?
Where's my sister and Beth?
We're down here.
As the sheriff and other police officers arrive, they arrest Miss Fanshawe and untie the girls from the basement. I would have gotten away with it if it weren't for you meddling kids.
Scooby-dooby-doo!